Side Hustle Show 149, how to start and market a subscription box service.
Welcome to the Side Hustle Show, where aspiring part-time entrepreneurs learn how to turn their side hustle dreams into reality. Because your 9-to-5 may make you a living, but your 5-to-9 makes you alive. And now, your host, Nick Loper.
What's up? Nick Loper here. Welcome to the Side Hustle Show, because it's all about the side project. This is episode 149. It's all about starting a subscription box business. This is a very hot business model. I've seen a ton of these companies pop up over the last couple years. You probably have too: Birchbox, BarkBox, BeanBox. They don't all have to start with B, but it's the model is this. It's a small collection of curated physical products or samples delivered to your door monthly. Customers love this stuff because who doesn't love to get mail, and they're getting new stuff every month. Plus, they make great gifts, and companies love it because it's recurring revenue. Now, the one that I subscribe to, this isn't really a subscription box type of thing, but the one I subscribe to is Dollar Shave Club, so I can keep this bald head of mine nice and smooth. Today on the show, I hope to get your creative juices flowing on what kind of subscription box service you could potentially offer. And to do that, I'm joined by Ross Simmons. He's the co-founder of Hustle and Grind, a coffee subscription service aimed at startups and entrepreneurs. You're going to love the branding on this stuff. It's really well done. Now, Ross is a super smart dude. He's a former side hustler who took his marketing consulting business full-time and earned six figures his first year out of corporate. Now, Hustle and Grind is his new side hustle on top of the consulting business, and it's turning into a nice standalone business for him as well. So stick around to hear how he came up with the idea, how he's sourcing inventory and fulfilling these orders, and the most effective way Ross has found to market the business. All the notes and links are at sidehustlenation.com/coffee, and while you're there, you can download a free PDF highlight reel with all of Ross's top tips from this conversation. Ready? Let's roll.
The consulting business is a company that I've been running for the past, I'd say, 3 years now. I started in the agency world, and then I kind of got to a point where I wanted to turn that into my full hustle, which is what I did. I turned into kind of building my own consultancy, which I've been running for the past few years, and I grew that company to be quite successful on its own. I'm still the sole employee for the organization. Last year, we did over 250K in revenue, which was pretty good for a second year out. I was pretty happy with that. And then I kind of still had that itch, and I've always had that itch to want to try different things. So I spun off two companies, Crate along with Hustle and Grind. And Hustle and Grind is a subscription box that kind of stirred from this realization that I had, that one, I love coffee, and two, I love entrepreneurship and just creating things. And I wanted to combine the two of those things together to create an organization and a brand that really resonated with people who shared a similar mindset as me. I approached my current co-founder, Finley Hilchey, with the idea, and we actually met over coffee. And within seconds, he got the idea, he embraced the concept, and it became something that we brought to life. So for about 6 months of planning and building out the website, building out the content, finding the right processes for managing product coming in and what product we would actually have on site, we were able to launch the site, and we've been able to grow every single month. So currently, Hustle and Grind is still a side hustle, but it's growing very quickly. It's starting to take off. We've got subscribers from all over the world. Every single day, we're getting customers from people who are living in Australia to Europe to US to Vancouver to right here in Halifax, Nova Scotia. So it's been very successful for us, and I'm excited to see where it goes over the next few months.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's a perfect Christmas gift for the side hustler on your list.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, the traditional subscription box model, as far as I'm aware of it, is actually a really cool business because in a lot of cases, you can get your inventory for free. Like in the case of Birchbox and some of these like beauty product sample supplier type things, it's like the companies are trying to reach your customers through this subscription box. And in a lot of cases, my understanding is they give you that sample product for free in the hopes of, hey, we're going to reach 1,000 new people this month, and maybe some of those will turn into regular customers. So anytime, and meanwhile, Birchbox is turning around and selling that for 20 or 30 bucks or how much they charge. And it's like, that's a pretty sweet business model. Like, if I can get inventory for free and then charge people for it, like that's a nice margin. On the coffee thing, you kind of have, is it is similar? Like, hey, every month we're going to send you something different, or is it a dedicated supplier each time?
Right. So for us, it's a little bit different. In the early days, it was pretty much impossible for us to get suppliers to offer us products for free. But as we started to build out our subscription and we've started to build a name for ourselves, it's become easier to do that. To give you a bit of background on how our kind of boxes go through the process of actually landing at your door, we don't send just the coffee every month. We actually curate a variety of different products that we feel would help an entrepreneur or a wantrepreneur really take their hustle and their business or life to the next level. So you're not just getting a bag of coffee every month. You're also receiving a book maybe. You might receive a notepad. You might receive a discount on a productivity app. You might receive a rare book that has never kind of been released. You might receive a variety of different things that really just help you with your endeavors as it relates to business. But on the flip side of that, you're also receiving a 12-ounce bag of coffee. And the first bag of coffee that you receive is the Hustle Blend, which is our own signature dark roast blend that is fully fair trade and organic, and that gets delivered in the very first box.
Okay.
After that, we start to do a curation from across the country where we start to bring in different roasters, and we give you a sample of different roasts every month. So that's where, again, the free approach starts to take place, because we start to approach these coffee roasters and we're like, hey, we're going to feature you guys this month. We're going to share you in front of our 50,000 followers on Instagram. We're going to share you out to our newsletter. We're going to be mailing your coffee out to a handful of people all over North America. This is a great marketing opportunity. So the first coffee itself is ours, and then thereafter is coffee beans from all over North America kind of thing. And it's really hand-selected each month to give people the best coffee roast that we've tried. So that's one of the other benefits. We get to try all of these different coffees and pick the ones that we think people actually enjoy the most. And then we pick one, and then it goes out to our subscribers.
How do you find your initial supplier for that Hustle Blend?
One of my good friends actually runs a local coffee company. So that was one of the other benefits of having friends in the right places, where okay. I was able to approach him. He runs a cafe and he has a roaster. And I was like, hey, man, this is the idea. This is the vision. Would you be interested in helping out? And he was definitely on board. So him and his team on the roasting side, they manage all of the packaging and the creation of our actual putting our coffee within the bags, sealing it, making sure that it's all FDA approved and all that good stuff. He takes care of that with his team. And we just have a partnership that allows that to be facilitated.
Yeah. Anytime you're shipping food, I imagine there's some regulatory requirements to comply with. This is really cool. And the branding, if you go to hustleandgrind.co, or if you check Hustle and Grind on Instagram, you'll see like the branding is just really, really well done. For this whole operation, which is probably a cool point of differentiation. And we've seen subscription boxes for beauty products, for pet products, for like I used to get like a beer of the month club. And like this is not necessarily a new business model, but kind of a new spin on it by combining it with some of the other, you know, curated products that you're including there. And actually, a friend of mine runs a coffee subscription service in Seattle called Beanbox. And they're, you know, very much focused on the coffee itself. But where I think Hustle and Grind is differentiated is, hey, this is the service for entrepreneurs. It seems like it's very a well-defined audience in that sense.
Yeah, 100%. That's what we were going for. There's a lot of coffee subscription services. Like you were saying, Nick, the subscription model is not new. I can remember back to when I was like 14 years old, and there was I was reading a magazine and I found this little one page, and it essentially said, you can subscribe to this CD company. I forget what it was called. And they would send you a CD every month from the genre that you selected. And it was only like $5, and they would send you a random CD every month, and you'd kind of pay a flat rate up front, and then it would happen. So we're not recreating the wheel in terms of the subscription model. It's been around for years. But what we wanted to do is really do something that was tailored to the entrepreneur. People in the mindset that, okay, I want to do something that's different. I want to create a great business. I want to create a startup that's going to change the world. I want to create a business that's going to give me the luxury of being able to work from home or work on my own own hours, to have the lifestyle that I've always dreamed of. And by doing that, we wanted to lace on top of all of that kind of concept and that idea with the idea of delivering people with great coffee, just because we think that the world runs better when it's on coffee, that we wanted to deliver that to people. And as someone who has gone from drinking 8 cups a day down to 3 cups a day just because I drank way too much coffee, I can honestly say that if you are an entrepreneur and you are constantly on the hustle, especially if you have a side hustle, coffee can be your best friend. It can get you through those struggles when you're like ready to go to bed, but you actually have a deadline that you need to meet. You get a nice cup of coffee and you can get through that struggle. You can get to the other side and you can really move the needle.
Dang, dude, 8 cups a day, I think I would probably die.
I used to be 8 cups a day until the doctor told me to slow down. So
yeah, I'd be twitching. Did you end up pre-selling or kind of pre-validating this idea before going out to your suppliers and stuff like that? Because I'm curious.
Yeah.
What is relatively low overhead, but I'm kind of curious about the initial sales.
For sure. So we did set up a pre-launcher. So we had a website set up that asked people to submit their email. And then we were giving people, we kind of hacked the system a little bit with what we did. We created a pre-launcher and we wrote a blog post about this. So we'll feature that in the notes as well. But it highlights essentially what we did was we told people to sign up and then we told them to refer friends to sign up as well. And if you got 5 people to sign up, you received 3 months of Hustle and Grind for free, for example. If you got 30 people to sign up, you would get a full year subscription for free. So we were able to kind of gamify the system by getting people to send referrals out. But there was a little bit of initial cost that was associated with launching Hustle and Grind. For example, one of the first and biggest mistakes that we made was we printed off all of the coffee bags. So we printed off probably about 500 different bags. And on the cover of every bag, it says, greatness only comes before hustle in the dictionary, but we actually had it reversed. So it said, hustle only comes before greatness in the dictionary. I might have it wrong right now as I'm saying it, but essentially we had the words flipped where it didn't actually come before each other in the dictionary. So we printed off all of these different bags and they had the wrong label on them. And this was on all of our marketing material. This was on all of our promotion. So we had to go back and then reorder them, which was a hassle. One of the other things that we did, which is a mistake, it was the first time that I ever had done product development using Alibaba. This actually worked out perfectly, and I strongly recommend people check out Alibaba if you are looking to create products. But all of our mugs, Death Before Decaf, they read on them, they're black matte. We did that through Alibaba. What we didn't consider is things going from China to the East Coast of Canada take extremely long time, even longer than I would have expected. So it took us probably an extra 2 weeks to get our products. So we weren't able to actually distribute those mugs, which actually held up our full launch because the mugs didn't arrive yet. So one of the biggest lessons was talk to your suppliers on a regular basis to understand what the timing constraints are, and then also have a relationship with the people down at the dockyard to know exactly when your product gets there.
Gotcha. I like the idea of you reaching out to your personal network and being like, hey, you can get this for free if you share it with other people, kind of a built-in virality to it there. Were you fulfilling initial orders like in your garage? How did it work?
It's still happening out of my co-founder's house. So he's okay, got nice. A lot of coffee, a lot of boxes, and we just go there on the day of shipment, which is going to be in about 5 days. We package every single box and then we go down to the local post office and ship everything out.
Nice. I bet that smells really nice in there.
Yes, I love the smell of coffee when we're doing it. It doesn't get out of the clothes for about a good day or two, but it's great.
So how many, in terms of a subscriber base, did you feel comfortable with, you know, then reaching out to other roasters and saying, hey, you know, now we have this built-in audience of coffee lovers. We'd love to feature your product. At what point was that a viable option?
So for me, because I'm in the marketing space, I understand exactly what these brands and companies were looking for. So it was a combination of both subscribers, but also what we were doing in terms of our newsletter, what we were doing in terms of our blog, also what we were doing in terms of Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all of these different channels. So I became more comfortable even after we were able to hit the 10,000 mark on Instagram to start reaching out to people, because our subscriber base still hasn't hit the, what I would say, the threshold in which we could deem this to be an extremely successful business. That's why it's still a side hustle. We haven't cracked the 1,000 mark, for example, in terms of total subscribers across North America. But what we have cracked is a significant amount of reach across all of our social platforms, all of our content platforms. And when we have those discussions with a lot of brands, their eyes light up because they know that they're going to have their message. They might not have the physical product in front of these people, but they're going to have their message in front of our Twitter audience, our newsletter, and our Instagram account and Facebook as well.
Let's talk about the Instagram stuff for a second. So I'm on your Instagram page. It's Hustle Grind Co. is the handle. 53,000 followers for someone who has, I think, 300 Instagram followers or something. Like, what's the secret sauce? How did you accelerate this thing so quickly?
Yeah, so Instagram was a surprise success for us, but it was something that we, again, wanted to differentiate ourselves by doing. So there's a lot of different hacks and tricks of the trade that you'll find online. But the most important one that we found successful was, first of all, starting with our own created content. So we own all the pieces of content that we develop. A lot of people will use Instagram and in the motivational and inspirational space, and they'll share pictures of Tyrese or Jay-Z, and they'll put fancy quotes on top of it. But everybody is doing that. So it's very difficult to stand out because everybody's sharing the same type of content. Everybody's putting up these quotes. What we wanted to do was we wanted to take a unique spin, which is why you'll see that all of our content is custom, fully illustrated, inspirational and motivational pieces of art. So we took a different approach in that sense. And then from there, we started to build relationships. And this is very much 101 business, but build relationship with other people on Instagram who have a following higher than yours. So we've built relationships with a lot of people who have followings of 400,000 followers on Instagram. And once in a while, you'll see them give us a shout out on their account. So they'll take one of our images, they'll repost it on their account, and then it will ultimately go viral. One of the posts that we did, it was the purpose diagram, which we've talked about on our blog and which we've seen shared a bunch of times. And I'm sure a lot of your listeners have also come across it, but it was actually featured on the 9gag Instagram account. And within a day, we had about 5,000 to 6,000 new followers following us. So what that showed us was people who have a larger following can really drive an increase in followers to your account. So we started to build relationships with those people. And as a result, they've given us shout outs and we've gotten the benefit of building a following because of that. You'll also notice on our Instagram, one of the hacks that we tend to do is we'll put up a post and it will say something like, not all people are supposed to be loyal. Some are meant to come along and remind you to watch the company you keep. And then in the caption or sometimes even in the visual, we'll say something like, tag your team below or tag someone who inspires you below. And then all of our followers will begin to tag other people in those posts. And then those people they have tagged will ultimately start following us back.
Okay, this is a way to call attention to other like-minded potential followers.
Exactly. So we get them to tag people who they know in the post, and then those people who have been tagged will ultimately follow us as well. We've also done things like giving away free coffee. So it's like tag somebody who you would like to share this roast with, and then people start tagging their friends, and then we do a giveaway to somebody who has followed us. Another option thing that we like to do is we like to put up posts that really drive engagement. So we've been constantly always commenting back and forth with people when we talk to them. We're never just putting up a post and then letting everyone have a dialogue with or jumping back in. We'll put up a post and we'll say something like, if you could go back 5 years and give yourself a piece of advice, what would it be? And then the people who are following us will actually have a dialogue and a conversation on our Instagram account, and then we'll join them. We'll jump into that conversation. We'll respond back. We'll tell them that that's a great idea. We'll start a dialogue that is truly valuable and meaningful to our followers.
You know, on the building relationship side, obviously that sounds great and that's advice that everyone will give. So, but it's like, if I'm starting out with an account with zero followers, like, is that seen as weird or spammy or desperate to be like, hey, Mr. 400,000 follower person, you know, pay attention to me.
Right.
It's just like commenting on their stuff. What does that look like on a tactical level?
It's true. So I think the key is to at least build up Like, what I would recommend anyone who's just starting out, put up at least 20 posts on Instagram before you start reaching out to other accounts. From there, what I would recommend you do is you find people who are in a similar niche as you and then send them a direct message, but don't go in for the hard sell right away. Like, just send them a message and be like, hey, love what you're doing. Just looking for advice. And then when you ask for advice, people tend to go above and beyond by providing you with insight. But then what happened to us, which was pretty lucky, somebody we messaged, I can't remember exactly who it was now, when we were in the early stages, so I'm talking like 5,000 followers or maybe even less, 500 followers, we reached out to someone and we were like, how did you get so many followers? What are you doing that is allowing you to kind of build your account and build your following? And then they said, I'm going to add you to a Facebook group. They added me to a Facebook group, and in that group was a handful of other influencers on Instagram who were talking about their accounts, talking about what they were doing, and then they started saying, who wants to do a shout-out today? Who can give us a shout-out tomorrow? We're doing a shout-out tomorrow in exchange for 3 shout-outs if you have less than 500 followers, kind of thing. So that was one of the other tactics that kind of was opened up to us, was that there are actual groups where people who run these accounts have dialogues on a regular basis to share ideas and tips and tricks, but also give each other love. So every morning somebody will put up a post and it'll be like, I have 5 openings today. Who wants a shout out?
Oh, wow.
You reach out and you say, hey, I do. And then they'll give you a shout out over the course of the day. So it's a really cool community in that sense.
Yeah, cool. So I see you're giving shout outs to Rich 20-something, Daniel DiPiazza, to Nathan Chan, Founder Magazine, and some of these other ones. Chris Ducker was one I saw. And so it goes both ways.
Exactly. So it goes both ways. Rich 20-something, Daniel, he's a great friend of ours. We've been chatting since the early days of our account. Nathan as well, we've gone back and forth. That's one of the accounts from Founder Magazine. I love their designs. Big supporter of everything that Nathan and the team is doing. And we just really connected over our both companies kind of embrace the idea of doing something unique on Instagram. So we connected over that and we've been able to exchange shoutouts for shoutouts back and forth while also just constantly sharing insights and information around what we're both doing.
And one thing that does stand out to me is like all of these posts are, you know, very well designed. They're very branded. They're not pictures. They're not selfies. They're not like, if you look at my account, it's just, you know, pictures from vacation or something like that, that have nothing necessarily to do with side hustling. So it's like, well, there's no reason for anybody to follow this. It's not about entrepreneurship per se, but everything here is very focused. It's very branded and motivational.
Yeah. And that's the goal. Like, we want to make sure that when you follow the Hustle and Grind account, you know what you're going to get. You're not going to see a handful of random photos of me or Finley. You might see one or two. Like, there was a conference down in New York, Tech 808, and I met James Altucher and Aubrey Flynn, and we were chatting after all three of us were on stage speaking, and I put up a picture of that. Just because sometimes people do want to see the behind the scenes. People do want to see who is behind this account. Same with you. Like, people want to see who Nick is. They don't really only want to see the content constantly be pushing out. They feel connected to you. They listen to your voice on your podcast. They want to know who's the man behind the brand. And that's what we've strived to do a little bit of with Hustle and Grind.
And have you found a correlation between followers and subscription box subscribers?
Definitely. The traffic that you can get through from Instagram, I don't think people realize how powerful this tool is. When we put up a post and it's driving people back to our subscription boxes, it's driving people to some of our information products that we sell, even a sweater, a t-shirt, a coffee mug, you name it. When we drive people to product, those products sell. If we drive people to sign up for our newsletter, they sign up for our newsletter. If we tell people to sign up for a coffee subscription, they sign up. So the conversion rates are extremely good, but they are different depending on what specific item we are driving people to. Like, one thing that I've noticed over recently is that the Instagram space is very much thirsty for information products. They're very hungry for great blog posts, great PDF documents, or great eBooks, great infographics. We recently put up an infographic that talked about all of Elon Musk's success over the course of his career. And that was one of our most viral blog posts. Like, it was able to generate more than 10,000 shares within a day. And that was primarily because of Instagram, because we were driving people to it with a variety of different posts telling them to check out this blog post. So I think that what a lot of people don't realize is that because Instagram is mobile only, they think that you can't really convert from it. But if you have a call to action that says, click the link in our bio, because you can actually include a link in your caption, people will go to your bio, they'll click that link, and then they'll consume your content or they'll buy your product. It's a great conversion opportunity, and it's one that I think a lot of brands are missing out on.
You're selling me on it. I'm thinking I've got to put some effort over here.
Yeah, no, it's definitely great to check out. I mean, in the early days, it's a grind, it's a hustle. But as you start to build up your following, like once we hit, I'd say 10,000 followers, people just started finding us on their own. We stopped having to kind of constantly be looking for those shout outs, and other accounts just started shouting us out as well, because we focused on creating unique and separate content that was different from everybody else. So people started giving us shout outs without us asking. And that still happens today. Like, people will give out shout outs and reposts of our content without us even asking. And that's because we've put such an emphasis on creating high quality content. But I definitely think for you, this is something that you could benefit from.
Now, who's making these graphics for you?
So the graphics are being done through my primary hustle, Foundation Marketing. So I've got a designer on my team who brings all of these to life. Once in a while, I will go in and I'll design them. I'm not a designer by any means, but I know enough to be deadly. So I'll put together some of our posts. Some of the ones that you see most recently up there on our account would have been done by me, just because our designer's so busy.
One thing that's interesting is that, you know, the content is for the audience. Like, it's for this audience of entrepreneurs, this audience of, you know, people who are in the grind and doing the work, very much like what Dan Norris recommended in, you know, Content Engines, I think was his book. It's like, this is the content for the community. It's not about the product. Like, there's very few posts in here that are like, hey, check out my delicious coffee or something. Like, it doesn't seem to be about that at all. But, you know, it's when the time comes to sell, it's, you know, very jab, 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 right hook, I guess.
Exactly. And that's 100% true. It's funny because sometimes, I remember it was probably about 2 weeks ago, we put up a post and it said, this holiday season, treat your team to a cup of hustle. And we showed our mug and we showed the coffee, and people were commenting, were like, wait, you guys sell coffee? So a lot of the people on Instagram don't even realize yet that we are a coffee subscription service, and that we sell things that are actually like sweaters, t-shirts, mugs, all of those different things. So the goal is to kind of lure people in by offering value, and then showcase our products to them after we've built that relationship, after we've connected with them on a meaningful level, which is why we always do these posts where we're asking people to comment. We're asking people, what's the thing that's holding you back from starting your first business? We want to know and build a real community that actually engages and connects with one another. So when we do make this push to sell our coffee, or we sell a hoodie or a t-shirt, you name it, it's not something that they're going to freak out over. It's something that they'll look at and they'll be like, oh, these guys also sell shirts. I want to support this brand because it connects with me.
I like it. Any other marketing channels have been effective for you?
One of the other channels that have been very effective for us would be blogging. So our blog platform itself, we constantly are pushing out blog content on a weekly basis, and it's been extremely successful for us. One of the things that we've done on the blog that I think has been helping us drive success has been having call to actions at the end to sign up for our newsletter. So the way that we look at our marketing approach is very much in regards to a funnel. So we might get a view on a blog post, but what happens once that view kind of presses back or they leave the site? We want to capture them. So what we do is at the end of our blog post, we have a call to action telling people to sign up for our newsletter, or maybe even download one of our pieces of free content. So we have things like 60 free side hustle ideas that we sell directly on our site. We have the hustle challenge. We have the hustle manifesto. We have all of these different pieces that capture emails, and then they go into our newsletter system. So okay. Content marketing as a whole has been a big piece of our success.
Very cool. Ross, thank you so much for sharing some of the insides of how these subscription box services work and how you've managed to, you know, get it off the ground and market it in the past few months, getting it started. So Ross, you can find him at rosssimmons.com, and the coffee service is hustleandgrind.co. We'll link all that stuff up in the show notes, and we'll wrap it up with your number one tip for Side Hustle Nation.
I'd say that my number one tip for Side Hustle Nation is around time management. So one of the things that a lot of people struggle with when it comes to kind of starting a side business is figuring out how they're going to make the time. And I believe very wholeheartedly that the whole concept of time management is a myth. There's no such thing as time management because time is constant. So the time that we have every single day is going to happen whether we like it or not. What we actually need to manage is ourselves. So one of my biggest tips is to rely on your calendar, whether that's iCal, whether that's Sunrise, you name it, whatever type of calendar you're using, own your calendar and live and die by it. Also embrace the idea of saying no. So if there's a lot of opportunities coming into your plate, people are asking to pick your brain, people are asking you to do X, Y, and Z, don't be afraid to say no. Do things that will allow you to optimize your time because time is the most important thing that you have. And it's really something that you cannot waste if you are working the 9-to-5 and you also have a side hustle on the side. But yeah, that would be my number one tip. And Nick, before you let me go, I do want to say thank you very much. I appreciate all of this work that you've been doing over the past few months with the Side Hustle Nation. I love your show. I love the content that you've been putting out. And everything that you guys have been doing really just inspires me. And I know it's inspiring thousands of people from all over the world. So my hat's off to you for putting together such a great program.
Thank you for that. It's so true on the time. Hey, it's we're all dealt the same 24 hours in a day. And it's just, how are you going to get the most action out, most results out of those hours? So, Ross, thanks so much. This was a good one. All right. I hope you enjoyed that chat with Ross Simmons from hustleandgrind.co. As you can tell, he's all about the hustle, and I love it. I want to call attention to a couple resources he mentioned after I stopped the recording. The first is Crate Joy. It's cratejoy.com. It's the checkout cart software that runs Hustle and Grind. They handle all the recurring payment processing and the user accounts, so a very cool, helpful tool if you're thinking of starting a subscription service of your own. And the second resource is a book Ross wrote called The Hustle Manifesto, Escape the 9-to-5 in 6 months or Less. I don't have an affiliate link for the book, but Ross has offered 25% off for Side Hustle Nation when you use the promo code Side Hustle Nation. So be sure to grab the PDF highlight reel from this episode at sidehustlenation.com/coffee. And at that page, you'll also find links to all the resources that we talked about during the episode. It's like content marketing, recurring revenue, Instagram. I've got my work cut out for me after this one, just like every week. But I want to thank you guys so much for tuning in. I know it's a busy holiday season and all that. Next week is episode 150 of The Side Hustle Show. I have a very special guest lined up along with an exciting announcement to make. I know, such a tease. Until then, let's go out there, make something happen, and I'll see you in the next edition of The Side Hustle Show. Hustle on.
Thanks for listening to The Side Hustle Show at www.sidehustlenation.com.